Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today I have even more details for you about my favorite landing spot.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so we're going to get into some more details about my favorite landing spot. I'm going to pull it up on video here. So if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see exactly what this looks like. So again, this is where the Aphrodite is, the Aphrodite location on the south end of the map. So the reason why I like this so much, there's so many good things about it, whether you're playing solo or if you are playing in some sort of team squad mode. So I'm going to fly down here as if I'm flying off of the battle bus, okay? And we can see a few things just from our little fly-in view here. First off, we come by this little building that has the windmill on it. There's a reboot van there. So again, if you are playing any sort of team-based mode, you have a reboot van close by. If anybody gets eliminated, you could go reboot them. Right next to this building is one of the new weapon cache vaults, okay? And then remember, if you see chains around one of these vaults, that means it's not going to open that match. But if you don't see any chains around it, that means it will for sure open that match. Now, here's the thing. Again, when you are flying down to this location that I love, you can fly right by this weapon vault and see if it has chains around it. So you'll know, is that vault going to open this match or not? So do you even need to waste your time sticking around this area to go open that when it's time, or is it not going to open this match so you don't even have to worry about it? Okay, so then as we go by there, then there's another little set of building that's got some chests in it, and then we get to the actual location where Aphrodite is. And then again, I like to land right at Aphrodite, by that Harbinger SMG, hire Aphrodite. You got all of the chests that spawn in the two buildings that are there, inside and outside. There's like this little wedding ceremony happening right outside of the buildings too, on the cliff. These two frogs are getting married, and there's like a few chests outside there. And if we keep heading east, then we get to this big, huge mansion over here, again, where there's going to be a ton of chests. There's going to be minions in here that you can defeat and eventually collect the card for the vault that you can open up the vault at this location. So, again, this area has so much stuff for a solo for sure. And then, again, that there's enough chests and loot around here, just the Aphrodite location itself, plus having that mansion close by, plus having the other little train stop there, the windmill location that has the weapon vault thing as well. So to me, my favorite landing spot because of all the things that are available to you right there in this small, confined area, easy to get to all these locations. I mean, from the Aphrodite location, there's zip lines to get right over to where the mansion is, which is already not far away anyways. So you can get over there even faster. Again, I like to land right where Aphrodite is, loot that area, then I go over to the mansion, and then there's people, most of the time, there are people, like one or two people that have landed there trying to go unlock that vault right away, but they've been fighting the minions there, so they're usually a little bit weakened, or I might catch them in the middle of a reloading and catch them off guard and defeat them, and then I take the vault for myself. So this has been a good area for me. I thought I would just share that at the beginning of the episode here. And hopefully you'll be taking advantage of it. I noticed today when I was playing in the Rise of the Midas Cup that, you know, there are no characters in the tournament mode. But there were still a lot of people landing in that area because of all of the advantages that that area has. So I think it just goes to show that that area is for sure a good spot to go. All right, there you go. There's that. I don't have any other news for you today. I hope you did good and got enough points to at least get the loading screen in the Rise of the Midas Cup. I know I did. And then I quickly jumped off. I saw that two-tone tile said they got 14 points. That's exactly what I ended with. I played a couple of matches, got 14 points, and I was like, okay, I'm good. I got enough for the loading screen, so I'm out. But it was still fun to get in there. I did drop a couple hot drops in a couple matches just to see if I could get in and get some quick eliminations right away and boost my points up. Didn't work out. I was the one that got pretty much wrecked in those hot drops. All right, so let's look at what people are playing. Lego Fortnite has 51,000. Flora's Lava, 48,000. Battle Royale, 214,000. Zero Build, 268,000. Mini Box PvP, 7,000. Murder Mystery, 6,000. Lego Battle Arena, 6,000. Custom Cars Tycoon, 6,000. Ranked Battle Royale has 100,000. And there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. If we head on over to quests, just kind of reminder to keep up with everything. We've already gone over everything that's to do this week, but just reminder, keep it all up, keep on top of it, and keep going. I'm at level 28 now myself. Again, I know we got people in the Discord that are well over 100 already. Good on ya. We got the item shop today, so let's go over to the item shop. In the item shop today, we still have the Family Guy items here, the cars, Lantern Fest, the Sir Sanx's locker bundle is here. That's got Potassius Peel's outfit for 1,200, the El Dorado back bling for 200, Golden Clouds wrap for 600, Graven's Wings glider for 1,200, Smolder's pickaxe for 800, or it's all in the bundle for 2,200, which is 1,800 off the total. Oops. Lost my spot in here, of course. Now, where were we? The Jam Tracks. Yeah, those are all still here. Lady Gaga. The Lego stuff still. The Splatterella outfit for 1,200. Desperado outfit for 1,200. Comfy Chomps outfit for 1,200. Sail Shark glider for 1,500. You know that Midas has to hate these outfits whenever he sees them. We got the Dreamy Days bundle here. Slumber outfit for 1,500. Nighty Night pickaxe for 800, night flight glider for 800, dreamy wrap for 500, or it's all in that bundle for 1,700, which is 1,900 off the total. We got the triple threat outfit for 1,200, slam dunk pickaxe for 800, hang time glider for 1,200, me and you emote for 500, shadow boxer emote for 200, the back on 74 emote for 500, Paddy Whacker pickaxe for 500, flying saucer glider for 1,200, the Ragsy outfit for 1,500, snack attackers pickaxe for 800. That looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For today's item of the day, we will go ahead and go with... you know, I am liking the lore this season, and this one just fits in with the whole Midas thing. So we will go with that Comfy Chomps outfit. All right, that's your item of the day today. All right. And that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show, like we have here today for someone like somebody who smashed the keyboard for the name again. But it says, great podcast. It's usually so hard to find a decent podcast about video games, and this is a perfect covers everything. Helps me keep track of what's happening. Please add me. My name is GamesMaster4162. Thank you so much for that one. We got Jack Swan says some questions. Great podcast. How are you accessing the daily leaderboard? You may have not heard, Jack Swan. So, problem is, Epic, they made the Fortnite daily leaderboard yourself, and you could put the bot in your Discord, and it would post for you daily. Then there was a, you know, all throughout the time of it, there was all kinds of issues with it. Not tracking properly, not tracking accurately, all kinds of things. And you know what? They finally decided to just shut it down completely. You can go, to other websites and track yourself personally or track your friends by searching their usernames, but they don't have that daily Discord leaderboard that you can just look at anymore. So that's why we haven't been doing that. If you haven't caught up, that is the case. there's no more leaderboard from Epic, so we're not doing that anymore. We got one. Everett W. Keller says, I like this podcast. Good podcast, helpful tips, nice background music. Also, I'm going to pat you now. Okay, well, thank you so much for that. And there it is. That's the episode. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.